Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You grabbed that mic like you were getting ready to bring us in. Welcome in, Upstate. It is a, I think it's a Tuesday edition of Straight Up with Sturge.
Yeah, we got a game on TV right now. Looks like from the FIFA Women's World Cup. Yeah. Italy versus Brazil. The game is tied up 0-0, but Brazil is definitely winning in the booty category.
All right, so I'll take your word for that because we also have College World Series action going on in Omaha right now in an elimination game. Louisville has a 4-1 lead after four innings on the Auburn Tigers tonight in a, the winner's bracket, if you will, Vanderbilt and Mississippi State. Last night, Michigan gets a 2-0 win over Florida State. When did Michigan get good in baseball? Last time I remember them being worth anything, it was Jim Abbott that pitched for the Michigan Wolverines. But they stopped what's been a red-hot Florida State team 2-0 last night. So tomorrow night at 7 p.m., that sets up an elimination game between the Seminoles and Texas Tech, of course, right as we were on the getting off the air yesterday. Texas Tech put the final out 5-4 on Arkansas. The Razorbacks were the first team eliminated, and again, the loser of Louisville and Auburn is also eliminated. So we'll keep you up to date on that game as well. Diesel, have you gone and gotten your free taco? Do you know you can go get a free taco between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. local time thanks to the Toronto Raptors? You can go to Taco Bell and get a free taco.
Pass.
All right, it's the Dos Locos Taco. Is that still a pass?
Yeah, it's a hard pass.
All right, so how much do you think is invested in a Taco Bell taco?
About 25 cents.
You think it's that much?
Maybe. At most.
I'm thinking more like 11 or 12 cents. You know what I mean? By the time all said and done. But maybe I'm shortchanging them a little bit. What a brilliant. Here's the deal. You can go into any Taco Bell today from 2 to 6 p.m. and get your free taco thanks to the Toronto Raptors stealing, if you will, the championship from the Golden State Warriors. However, if you order it online or on the Taco Bell app, you can go get it anytime during the day. You know what? That's what I was kind of mentioning. 12 to 15 to 20 cents probably is what Taco Bell has invested in a taco. Not bad to get buttload of people to go download your app. You know what I mean? It's not a bad incentive. The bad part is, and of course, they're banking on the fact that you can't settle for just one. You know, it is Los Doritos, Dos Taco, whatnot. What did they say about Lay's potato chips? You can't eat just one. But, yeah, you can go out. There's your there's either your PSA announcement that you can go get a free taco at Taco Bell, or that could be the most hateful thing that we do to you all day as well. So, again, Golden State, a lot of different things going on. We aren't going to talk too much basketball today outside of the fact that, you know, Diesel, thank God nobody was killed. All right? But, you know what went down at the Raptors parade? 2 million people downtown Toronto. Is there just, I guess, that people in every crowd? What would possess, what would make someone want to pack heat? You know what I mean? Carry a 9mm. And the thing is they've arrested a couple of people already, but they're still looking for some because the shell casings don't match the two guns that they took away from the people that they've already arrested. So, therefore, they can assume that there's a third person out there with a third gun. But what, I can't fathom the thought process of, hey, let's go down and celebrate a championship, First one, this century, if you will. It's been a long time since the Toronto Blue Jays won a Major League Baseball championship. But let's go downtown and let's take a gun with us. I just, is it me being 51? I can't fathom the thought process that I would need a weapon around 2 million people like that.
I completely understand the thought process in that I'm around 2 million people. Somebody out there is going to be nuts and possibly try to step to me. So I better have some sort of protection. I'm not saying it's a lucid thought. I'm just saying I understand the thought process. Or that person's just a jerk out there looking for trouble.
Yeah. I mean, just that many people in that congestive an area, a gun just is not a good thing. There's no other way to look at it, in my opinion, but to each his own. Speaking of it, while we're kind of on this, you think somebody's getting whacked down in Columbia tonight? And I'm not talking about Columbia, South Carolina. I'm talking about Columbia, South America.
Columbia with two O's.
Yeah. This is as of an hour ago, all right? Somebody done messed up big time. Federal authorities seized 15,000 kilos of cocaine worth as much as $750 million at a Philadelphia shipping port today. The 33,000 pounds or 16.5 tons of the drugs was found in 7 shipping containers late Monday night. The illicit cargo was found aboard a cargo ship, the MCS Guiani, which had previously traveled from Chile to Panama to the Bahamas. A senior law enforcement official told NBC News that authorities believe the ship was loaded with drugs in the Bahamas. The vessel had also made previous stops before coming to Philadelphia. Do you think whoever took 7 containers and put 16.5 tons of cocaine in it is going to survive the evening down in Columbia, South America? No.
Probably not.
No. I mean,
there's a kilo of Colombian Bam Bam taped to the bottom of the car.
You just stole it.
And the cops are coming.
You go get your pride back when it comes to Ricky Bobby. 16.5 tons of cocaine. 7 shipping how much do they actually manufacture down there that one shipment has 16.5 freaking tons of cocaine in it? Oh, man. Pablo Escobar.
That's enough for John Daly for the weekend.
And throw in the Sex Pistols as well. You know, they might have a little bit left over before all is said and done. That just blew me away.
Fascinating how your mind works. I said John Daly, and you went to Sex Pistols.
Well, here's the deal.
What? How did that connection happen? Tell me.
Sex Pistols did a lot of cocaine back
in the
day.
They party with John Daly?
It's just who I kind of connotate, you know, being all screwed up with. Number two, think of it this way. Most athletes that we deal with kind of in some sick way wish they were musicians and vice versa. You know what I mean? Most musicians wish they were athletes. They kind of go through hand in hand with each other when it comes to performance. But anyway, I just thought that, I mean, I can't. How 7 freaking shipping containers full of cocaine. I can't fathom how much that is. Now, on the bad side of things, real quickly, here in the state of South Carolina, over in Lancaster County, He Hate Me has gone missing. You might remember Rod Smart, who chose the name He Hate Me in the XFL. He was classified this morning as, quote, missing endangered person. And he was last seen on Wednesday morning, a little bit more than 6 days ago, in Indian Land, South Carolina. The family says it's very unusual for him to be gone this long, and they're worried for his safety and well-being. And, you know, I didn't even realize Rod Smart, he had been cut by multiple NFL teams before he landed in the XFL. And, you know, got a lot of publicity, if you will, for naming himself He Hate Me. If you remember the players in the XFL, they could choose what they wanted to put on the back of their jersey. And I read this interview one time a few years ago. He said basically when he put He Hate Me on the back of the jersey, he was saying that it's my opponent. It's my brother's opponent. And after I win, he's going to hate me. it is what it is. It was a saying, I'd feel something wasn't going my way. For example, when I was on the squad in Vegas and coach was putting in other guys, I felt like I was better than them, and therefore the saying, he hate me. So, listen, you can contact, if you run in Lancaster County Sheriff's Office, is asking for any information on Rod Smart. After the XFL, he went on to sign with the Philadelphia Eagles practice squad and eventually became a full-time member of the Carolina Panthers, where he returned 4 punts for 74 yards in a Super Bowl loss to the New England Patriots back in 2004. So thoughts and prayers with the Smart family when it comes to that. All right, outside of that, some things that we're going to get into today. Go ahead, when we get back with the phone lines, go ahead and get in with us this hour. The top of the 5 p.m. hour, we're going to talk with Matt Mershell, college football writer for the Orlando Sentinel. At 5:37, we're going to talk with Michelle Beagle from the George Rogers Foundation, tell you what's going on with the George Rogers Foundation golf tournament on Monday at Fort Jackson, as well as the event Sunday night down in Columbia. And if you can't make it, of course, you can always go online and make a donation. And then it's top of the 6 p.m. hour, Gary McDaniel from ClemsonSportsNews.com. College football-wise today, Diesel, there's an article out, the top 10 Heisman candidates. I thought it was kind of an interesting mix. And then somebody that we'll have on here later this week, Chip Patterson from CBSSports.com. He's putting the, you know, it's that time of the year. What do we call it? Listtober? Kind of got to come up with list, you know, to get us through. He's done the ranking of the ACC coaches. No doubt who's number one. I think a lot of people may be surprised at who is number two. So a lot of different things that we're going to get into today, including Major League Baseball standings, the white hot. Can't call them red hot when they played the way they did last night. The white hot Atlanta Braves. Also, recruiting announcement from Chad Morris's son on where he's going to play his college football. And Diesel, when we come back, do you know the fights were coming to town this weekend? Are you going? There's UFC fights here in Greenville this weekend. Got a couple of interesting facts when it comes to money and things of that nature. But again, UFC Fight Night 154 will be at Bon Secours Wellness Arena in Greenville this weekend. We'll showcase 12 fights, therefore 24 fighters total. And again, we'll give you a couple of things on that. A bunch of people have asked me if Stephen Wonderboy Thompson will be fighting, and we'll let you know on that as well. We'll open up the phone lines at 844-GSP-ESPN. Hey, man, it is a Tuesday. We got women's soccer in the World Cup, the College World Series. Remember, sports is a theme that keeps on giving.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, let us do you a favor. Be careful out there tonight, because they are telling us moving into the area before too long are going to be some really strong thunderstorms. Most of the area will see rain at some point, but it's also expected damaging winds, hail, intense lightning tonight as well. And here's the deal. We are in a 7-day realm. It's that time of the year, Diesel. You're going to probably see some rain. It's somewhere every day of the week, but be careful out there with lightning and wind and hail and all that. So we'll just, everybody be careful out there. Also, in the Into the fourth inning, Louisville continues to hold a 4-1 lead on Auburn. It makes me wonder if they're not in some kind of weather delay out there in Omaha. Again, later on tonight, Vanderbilt in Mississippi State in a winner's bracket. But, Diesel, a lot of people are excited this weekend. Yeah, we were talking yesterday about Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise. I think we all agree that in an MMA match that Tom Cruise is going to whip Justin Bieber's butt most days of the week. Why? He's got he was a high school wrestler back in the day. Well, MMA is effectively UFC, and we've got UFC coming to town this weekend at Bon Secours Wellness Arena, UFC Fight Night 154. And a lot of people have asked me, well, it makes sense. Would Stephen Wonderboy Thompson be fighting this Saturday in downtown Greenville, being a native of the upstate? And the answer is no, because he got knocked out. I mean, he is still suffering from the effects back on March 23rd against Anthony Pettis in Nashville at UFC Fight Night 148. He was caught under the chin, and he's still recovering from being knocked out in a way that, quite frankly, I think all of us were a little shocked and stunned by. So no Stephen Wonderboy Thompson this Saturday night, but Diesel, there's got to be some money involved in this thing. Yeah, we were giving tickets away in the ESPN Upstate locker room, and you can still go get registered. We got new rewards being given out in there in the locker room. But the USC's not releasing how much money these fighters are getting paid this weekend or how much each fighter has agreed to. But you know what? They got $200,000 in bonuses up for Saturday night. Four different $50,000 bonuses. Number one, they will have for the two of those $50,000 bonuses will go for the best fight of the night. Each participant in what they deem is the best match of the night. And then the other two $50,000 bonuses will go for the what is considered the best individual performances of the night. So I got to say this much. $50,000 that's enough money to motivate you to go get out there if this is what you're passionate about. That's not a bad day's work. Now, the bad part is somebody's getting knocked the hell out and embarrassed. You know what I mean? And they won't be eligible. They won't be in the running for that $50,000 bonus. But that's a nice little chunk of change. And four different $50,000 bonuses going out this weekend. Now, here are your matchups. On the main card in the on the main card, it starts with Kevin Holland versus Alessio Di Chirico at 185. Here's your chance. I know y'all missed this while I was gone on vacation. I know y'all miss me butchering stuff, so here we go. Also, in the 125-pound match, Andrea Lee versus Montana De La Rosa. In the 170-pound category, Brian Barberina, want to think of Benny Barr from Welcome Back, Cotter, versus versus Randy Brown. The 135-pound weight class, John Lineker versus Rob Font. In the main event has Renato Mohicano versus Chan Sung Jung. So, I mean, it's an international lineup here in Greenville this weekend. So you can go out and check it out down at Bon Secours Wellness Arena. And, should be interesting. Everybody likes to this is not sport entertainment like wrestling. This is a real stuff. And quite frankly, USC, I think, is on the way to just passing boxing because Tyson Fury. Yeah, ESPN's got all their money invested into Tyson Fury, it feels like, when it comes to boxing right now, and that's not necessarily the guy I'd want to be all in with. However, Diesel, I would want to be in with this guy all in because he made a big difference. He made a really big difference in the NBA Finals. Kawhi Leonard. What do you make of the fact that he could potentially up and leave Toronto after just leading them to the NBA Finals? Not that Toronto owes him anything, but is that a bad look, Diesel?
According to who?
I don't know.
You have to answer that question first. Is it a bad look in the eyes of the 22-year-old average basketball fan? No, because he's the star, and the star gets to go where the star wants to go. Is it a bad look in the eyes of the 50-year-old basketball fan? Yeah, because you're used to longevity. You're used to watching players stick around for 10, 15 years right. at one place. That's what you like to see. So it depends on who you're asking.
Well, the thing is I don't know how his tax situation breaks down, but I guarantee you he's paying money on both sides of the border. You know what I mean? There's one thing you could eliminate by coming back. But most people started to talk about yesterday the possibility of Kawhi Leonard joining the L.A. Lakers. And listen, I would be done and over with the NBA if this happens. Because all you're doing is getting to another team to a point where everybody hated it with Golden State, which was the mega team. Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, and LeBron James on the same team? Why should a Memphis Grizzly fan care? Why should a Carolina Charlotte Hornets fan care? You don't have a chance. You know, they're even talking about Kemba Walker could end up with the Lakers. So the point being, Adam Silver and the NBA are not going to change their mantra of creating four or five super teams and making you buy a 41-game season ticket package, you know, for the Hornets and all this stuff. But apparently, if Kawhi does leave Toronto – and I think he's kind of in a unique situation where he could turn around and leave a team after leading them to a championship, and he'll be forever be thought of well in that town, in that city, in Toronto. But the team that he is apparently looking at outside of Toronto is in L.A., but it's not the L.A. Lakers. According to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, he says, quote, "The reality is Kawhi Leonard's focused on Los Angeles, but it's the Clippers, not the Lakers. Number one, they don't have the money to sign him. And two, the idea of him being a third wheel on a team trying to create a super team, that has not been Kawhi's MO. The Clippers are poised to be able to lure him from Toronto. There will be a Raptors-Clippers fight down to the end. He may take meetings with more teams. It's not even certain he'd take a meeting with the Lakers right now." So, yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. Kawhi doesn't want to be the third wheel. He's too quiet. There's too much drama going on with the Lakers. You know, now the next one is how long till Vogel's out and they go ahead and give the coaching job to Jason Kidd. So it's going to continue to be a mess, and I can't see. So, first of all, I got the feeling now that he has found out that he could win an NBA title in Toronto, he may very well end up staying there. Not on a 5-year deal, but more like a 3-year deal. So, again, nobody really knows what Kawhi Leonard thinks because he's really quiet. He's really aloof, and I don't mean that in a bad way, and he's sort of indifferent to all of it. So he's the total opposite of some of the others out there that are seeking all the attention. And I tell you what, Anthony Davis, you know what? He's got his issues. And once he gets thrown under the bus for being the reason that LeBron's not going to win next year's NBA title, let's see how he handles that as well. But one team here in the South that you can't mess with right now, that is the ATL. That is the Braves. We will give you a rundown. Last night, they were just playing around with the little team from New York. But white hot in this Braves run, what does it remind you of when all is said and done? Because, again, there's things they can improve on, but it's hard to be much better than 9-1 in your last 10 games. So we'll talk about the Atlanta Braves. We'll give you an update on Major League Baseball as a whole. Don't forget, we're talking with Matt Mischel of the Orlando Sentinel at the top of the 5 p.m. hour. Michelle Beagle for the George Rogers family. Foundation at 5:37 and Gary McDaniel from ClemsonSportsNews.com. But what does this Braves run remind you of? Are you buying in? Because you know what? I love Mark Ryan in front of us. He was all wrong when it comes to this will always be Braves territory. Bring it to us. 844-GSP-ESPN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Your first place Atlanta Braves get a 12-3 win over the New York Mets last night. Home runs come from Brian McCann, Ozzie Albies, Ronald Acuna. Braves are now 43-30 and, of course, now 8.5 games up on the Mets. But, you know, still got some issues that they're working on. However, have won 9 out of the last 10 games. And right before we go to Tyler on the phone, because I want him to answer this as well, what does this remind me of? Diesel, it reminds me of 1982. Back then, the Braves were the first team to ever open a baseball season with 13 consecutive wins. And, I mean, they did it in a manner of different ways. Of course, that was the first time that the Braves had been good in really forever. And, of course, that year they go on to win the National League West. They lost to the St. Louis Cardinals in the National League Championship Series, but you know, Dale Murphy went on to be the MVP that year of the National League, hit 281, 36 home runs, a league best, 109 RBIs, and oh yeah, happened to win a gold glove in center field. The very same Dale Murphy that is not in the Hall of Fame, and that's one of the biggest transgressions, I think, that's still out there in baseball. But this is what this reminds, everybody's buying in. Tyler, I don't know how old you are, if you remember 1982 and that 13-0 season, or 13-0 start, but that was the year everybody kind of jumped on the Braves bandwagon.
So I was born in 83, so that was a little before my time, but I do know what you're talking about. But I'll tell you, this run that we're having right now, and by the way, it's good to be on, Serge.
Thank you, bud.
Good to talk to you. But I'll tell you, that transition, I think it was the 89-90 season when it was Tom Glavine and John Smoltz were kind of getting their growing pains out, and Chipper Jones was coming up through the minors. And they finished in last place, I think it was 89 or 90. And then they went on the following year with a very young team to, I think, lose to the Minnesota Twins in seven games in the World Series. But it's kind of a comparison to, you know, what we have now, a lot of young talent. Austin Riley's, you know, making a name for himself. I think Ender Inciarte, when he gets healthy and they want to put him back in the lineup, it's going to be tough to find a spot for him with the way he, you know, Riley's been playing. But, you know, it's exciting just to be talking this way about the Braves after, you know, a few years of bad runs. Just, you know, everybody seems to be getting hot at the right time. Brian McCann's getting hot, which is fun to watch. Julio Teheran's got his ERA back down. basically we're going to have seven pitchers in the starting rotation once we get this guy from the Astros, and with adding Newcomb to the starting rotation, and Bolte's got to get his stuff together. But, I mean, it's a fun year to be a Braves fan.
No doubt, Tyler. I appreciate the phone call, because here's the deal. They're getting it from every single contributor. Nick Markakis, he continues to prove what a great decision to keep him. Freddie Freeman, you know, when he's healthy, he is absolutely one of the sweetest swingers when it comes to batting in all of Major League Baseball. But like we said, you know, they're talking yesterday, should Ozzie Albies be thrown at? Because of the amount of jewelry that he wears. I mean, come on. You know, back in the day, Deion Sanders won. But I still maintain winning 9 out of 10. Now, they lost, 2 or 3 nights ago. So the only way you're better than winning 9 out of 10, of course, is being perfect across 10 games. But, you know, the Alex Anthopoulos, a lot of people give him a lot of grief about fix the bullpen. Fix the bullpen. The bullpen's not working. Well, guess what? You're still talking about Kimbrel with the Cubs being late July before they said he's ready to come. Everybody that's in contention probably looking for a closer unless they already have one. So you may have to adjust and watch what teams here after the All-Star break decide, we're not in it. We got a couple of years we need to rebuild and see what might be available fire sale-wise. But Anthopoulos needs to be left alone for this decision and this decision only. Getting Ozzie Albies and Ronald Acuna to sign those contracts. Basically, what do we tell you? 19 years, $160 million invested, less than half of what they spent. Did the Phillies on Bryce Harper? How are they liking that right now? They've been booing Bryce Harper left and right there in Philadelphia. And number two, he's young by most big 10-year cut, but is he going to be as good at 36 as he is at 26? Well, I can tell you this much: Albies and Acuna, they're just starting to round into shape in their early 20s. So, Anthopoulos, that is the move of the decade, possibly, when it comes to Major League Baseball, because those two guys right there are probably going to keep the Braves competitive for a long, long time. And now you see the pitching starting to stack up. Sounds like Dallas Keuchel, he will make his first start in a Braves uniform on Friday with the Washington Nationals. But again, whether it was the trio of, I mean, you, the Braves team that I was referring to in 1982, they were fun. And I mean, this is how much I remember. I can basically, right off the top of my head, call out the lineup. Bruce Benedict was behind the plate. You had Chris Chambliss at first base, Glenn Hubbard at second base, Rafael Ramirez at shortstop, Bob Horner at third base, Claudel Washington in right field, Brett Butler in at the time in left field, and then Del Murphy in center field. So the big stink on that was when they finally ended up trading Brett Butler away to the Cleveland Indians for Lynn Barker. Why? Because Lynn Barker happened to throw a perfect game, and of course everybody got infatuated with one game and not necessarily a career. No doubt that the Indians got the best of that trade when all was said and done. But yeah, that the 82 going 13-0. And then making it to the playoffs. And, of course, Phil Niekro, my brother, maintained to his last day, his last breath. Had the Braves won that first game that got called off due to weather. I think they were up 5-0 with Phil Niekro on the mound, so they don't get the win. And, of course, Nuxie had gone long enough that it affected him as far as coming back. Had the Braves gotten that win in game number one, they would have been in the World Series. Now, of course, that is completely and totally debatable. But, yeah, it's a great time to be a Braves fan. And, listen, all you got to do is see the number of people up there in SunTrust Park. So, are you impressed by the Braves? Give it to us. 844-GSP-ESPN. It's open phones in the next segment. Anything you need to get off your chest, just do it. But make sure you bring it straight up. In the Women's World Cup in France, Brazil gets a goal. They are right down to the end of the match. The Brazil ladies up 1-0 on Italy. And at the College World Series in Omaha, they're in a weather delay. Louisville with a 4-1 lead on Auburn after four innings. But we have some breaking news, if you will, Diesel. And, of course, breaking news is brought to you by Radio.com. You can always check out ESPN Upstate. Wherever you go on the radio.com app, just search ESPN Upstate. Sources tell Yahoo Sports, Chris Paul wants out of Houston. The relationship with James Harden deemed unsalvageable.
Wait, he doesn't want to dish the ball and just get out of the guy's way and let him play ISO ball?
That's a great way of looking at it. You know what I mean? This is why I got even though there's a lot of upswing with the Cleveland Browns right now, this is why I got to watch their locker room just to see how many alpha males can live together in that locker room. And that's sort of what's going on with James Harden and Chris Paul here. But here is the deal, Diesel. Age is catching up with Chris Paul. His skills are eroding. He's a little bit chippy. He likes to coach and tell people what to do. And then number three, whatever his State Farm policy he has in effect, it always runs out in May. So he needs to extend it to June. But let me tell you why this is not likely to happen. Chris Paul can bitch and moan and complain all he wants. This isn't fair. And he wants out. The Houston Rockets owe him $38.5 million this upcoming season. Follow that up with $41.3 million. So the next 2 years alone, Chris Paul is guaranteed $79.8 million. The third year left is a player option of $44.2 million.
I don't care who I'm working with. I could put up with anybody for $79 million.
You absolutely correct, man. Number one,
I could put up with you for $79 million.
You put up with me for a lot less than $79 million. So, just make sure we get that one out there. Chris Paul's not going anywhere. No team in the NBA is going to want that kind of numbers on the books for a guy that doesn't earn it.
The only way that's going to happen is if somebody, a big star, a LeBron James kind of guy, handpicks Chris Paul and says, I got to have that guy. That's the only guy that I'll take. You have to go out and get him. That's the only way Chris Paul gets out of Houston.
But Houston's going to still have to eat some of that contract. You know what I mean? It's going to be, hey, we'll take him off your hands, but y'all are going to eat $50 million of this. You know what I mean? And at that point, does that get into the psyche of Chris Paul that, wow, these guys don't think I'm worth as much as I've signed? Well, number one, you're not.
These guys have short memories.
Yeah, and you have to when you're a professional athlete. But I can't see that. That's the new. Houston went all in with a couple of guys that aren't that versatile. James Harden is one of the best scorers in the NBA. He doesn't do anything else that well. Same thing with Chris Paul, and you overpaid Chris Paul. Boy, that's why being a general manager, it's a lot more difficult than you think, Diesel, because, you know, when you're dealing with salary caps, you got to think about, all right, if I pay this guy this much, that leaves this much to go find this bench player. But we need a bench player that can give us 8 to 10 minutes a game. You know what I mean? So being a general manager is almost being, like trying to fill out a crossword puzzle, if you will. So interesting news there. No doubt. All right, a couple other things before we get out of here. Of course, sounds like Kawhi Leonard, either Toronto or the LA Clippers as well. And, yeah, that's going to be funny. Wait and see. How do you think this plays out, Diesel? They play in the same arena, the Clippers and the Lakers in the Staples Center. The LA Lakers have LeBron James. Now they've traded for Anthony Davis. You listen to some of the powers that be on sports talk or television last night. All of a sudden, the addition of Anthony Davis with the injuries of Golden State have made, in some people's mind, the Lakers the betting favorite for the NBA title next year. Bull honky. Bullarchy. Bazinga, whatever word you want to use. I ain't buying. Clippers might have the best situation in Los Angeles. How bad would that rub LeBron? All this maneuvering, all this feedback, all this criticism, and the other team in L.A. is the one that ends up being better. And by that, I mean the L.A. Clippers. That would really, really affect LeBron between the years moving forward, in my opinion. So it's going to be fascinating. I'm glad the NBA's over with. Oh, no, it's not. Don't we have, what, the draft here in a couple of weeks? Can't decide if I like the draft or I hate the draft. Because you want to know why, Diesel? It makes me jealous. It makes me jealous, and jealousy is a sin. But when you see 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds being called up to the stage, and you know they're getting ready to sign about $60 million in guaranteed contracts between their shoe contract and their professional basketball contract, just brings up jealousy in me. You know what I mean? Congratulations. They're talented, but they're 19. They're 20. Ugh. I know. I'm Fuddy and Duddy. All right. Coming up in hour number two, we're going to switch a little bit to college football with Matt Mershell. We're going to have a lot of college football in the final hour, which includes a list of the top 10 Heisman candidates. It's that time of the year. And then also, Diesel, you put up a poll on Twitter about this article that Chip Patterson from CBSSports.com is doing. Remember, it's that time of the year, Listtober. But he lists, he ranks the ACC coaches. No doubt who's number one on that list is Dabo Swinney. I loved who he gave the nod to at number two. Who do you think it is? Maybe you'll be a little bit surprised. But again, we'll be also talking George Rogers Foundation. Listen, if you can't, there are still some tickets available for Sunday night in Columbia for the event for the George Rogers Foundation tournament. And then, of course, a few spots left on Monday in the golf tournament if you can make it. But if you can't, you can always go online to georgerogersfoundation.org and make a donation. Over $800,000 that they have distributed in scholarship money, Diesel. And those are two members of first-time family members to go off to college. You know, that's something everybody can get behind, regardless if they're a Carolina fan, a Clemson fan, a Georgia fan, whatever. But giving first-time family members the chance to go to college, you know, to be the first in their family, that's pretty cool. That's how you start things, you know what I mean? And very proud. And as a matter of fact, on Monday next week, I'll be broadcasting from the George Rogers Tournament at Fort Jackson Golf Club, and we'll have some really cool people on with us throughout the show. And then, of course, earlier in the day as well, I'll get those recorded. But when we come back, let's switch gears to Matt Mershell in the Orlando Sentinel. He's got his top 130 countdown going on, and you know what? Four, not three, but four ACC teams have already come in. Number 69 yesterday was North Carolina, number 78 is Duke, number 83 is Louisville, and number 87, Georgia Tech. So we'll talk some college football with our buddy Matt Mershell, national college football writer for the Orlando Sentinel, when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.